This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Mavericks Day, everyone. Mavericks Rockets tonight and right now. I want to jump into the NBA bubble, go through a variety of things happening in the bubble and see specifically what you guys are hyped for outside of just the Mavericks. So 877-881-1053 if you want to jump into that. So the first thing, this is from an article by ESPN. Is the world ready for Ja Morant? Like, I know there is so much talk about Zion, and I get it, but, like, Ja Morant is going to win Rookie of the Year. His team is, like, primed to take that last, potentially take that last playoff spot. Is the world ready for the awesome power of Ja Morant?
I don't think so. Because he's from a small school. He did have a little run in the NCAA tournament, but not to the Final Four. It wasn't like Kemba Walker type of deal. And Kemba obviously was on a much, you know, more national team in UConn. So, no, I think people will be surprised and maybe even, Corey, disappointed if Memphis holds on to the eighth spot.
I can see that.
Because it's not Zion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I can see that, but, man, you're getting one of the most exciting players of the future. I know a lot of people love Zion, but Ja Morant might become a bigger talent than him down the road. I really do think that because he has so much more places to grow. And, I mean, obviously what we saw is Zion has already grown as much as he can. Physically. Well, actually, you know what? I might be wrong. He could probably grow more if he just keeps eating.
Why are you fat shaming right now?
I'm not fat shaming him. I'm just saying he didn't look as skinny as we thought he was. But Ja Morant's style, explosiveness, and game, man, I don't know if anybody really is ready for what they're going to see. But we all saw him start that in the NCAA tournament, right? Like, yeah. That's where we saw him, you know, get onto the scene, and then since then he's just done it. And then adding 12 pounds during this quarantine should help him more than it would help Zion, obviously. So
I know Damian Lillard is, like, a huge name, but, like, for the future of the NBA, do you think they would be better off with the Pelicans or the Grizzlies making the playoffs to get that shine off the Lakers?
I mean, I think they really want the Pelicans. I mean, that is with Zion being as popular as he is, and I totally get it. That's who they want. But Memphis, yeah, I don't know if Memphis will ever have a fan base or a following.
Huh. Interesting.
Even the ones in the people in Memphis?
Yes.
You're talking about nationally.
Yes, just that. But I mean, I'm talking, like,
okay.
All of a sudden when we travel to, you know, if we get to go to Oxnard, let's say next year, if, like, let's say Ja Morant has a great year, I don't know if we're going to start seeing people wearing Memphis Grizzlies gear around the country.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because I was my nephews live in Memphis, and, like, they're all about him. They call me,
yeah,
and we talk about Ja Morant. Oh, they're in love with him. So
next up, how will LeBron finish year 17? And that, I just wanted to make sure we say year 17 because, like, that's crazy. I think he'll finish second in the MVP. But just think about that. A guy who's in his 17th year of basketball is going to finish second in the MVP and is the betting line favorite to win the NBA championship. That's insane.
I don't know how he's able to do this, Corey.
No, I either. I get, because he's a specimen. Like, he is, his body is just different from everybody else's. The way he trains, the things that he's been able to do. And you know what, Mike? Since he stepped into the league, he's had the best people kind of helping him and work on what he's doing. Yeah. He's got some great people around him, too.
Just real quick, Mike, I'm sorry, because I want to stick with this for 1 second. Yeah. Corey and Mike, what about mentally? I feel like mentally he's, I don't know if it's stronger or more well-versed or what it is, but he seems like mentally he's almost on a different level, too.
Because of his vision. He's always had a vision for what he wanted to do and wanted to become. So everything that he's been doing, he does it for the purpose of getting championships.
Well, I think the Cleveland championship has let him,
I don't know if
relax is the right word, because he wants another championship, don't get me wrong. But I think getting the championship for Cleveland that hadn't had it in 50-plus years in their city, and that is somewhat the town that he grew up in, I would just say, like, I think that has allowed him to feel a lot more free. I could be wrong about that, but I feel like that 2015 championship made him feel more free. And this is the LeBron that we get now. And it's just amazing to me is, look, Adrian Beltre was still really good for the Texas Rangers. But remember, by the time he got to this point, you know, a hamstring would pop up here or his back would tighten up and he would play through it or have to, you know, go on the injured list. Back then it was called the DL. And you would just – you look at the history of NBA players and stuff and they can still play. Dirk could still play in year 17. He just couldn't do the things that we used to see him do. And LeBron, if you showed this footage of him and you didn't look at his beard – you would be like, I don't know if this is year 10 or year 17. It looks about the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, some people are pretty hyped for Ja Morant as well. From the 972, Ja is legit a year away from being a more defensive version of Luka. Wow. And from the 270, Ja fan, Murray State alum, and Murray State season ticket holder. All right.
Nice.
Inside information.
Congratulations. You're one of those 1,000 people.
I think Ja will get bigger. I think one thing we got to remember about the NBA is that the NBA, when you have a certain level of talent.
You can't be held down.
The star turn happens, particularly when you have the platform. I think we're going off of a narrow subset of information. Well, and that is the data set is regular season playoff games. As Mike mentioned, in Memphis, right? The ultimate showcasing for that is the playoffs, and he plays an infectious style of basketball. I think people will come around to him once they get to see him on that stage.
And the people in the card market are already in. Like, they have got his stuff elevated. By the way, our Murray State season ticket holder said, Ja is the realest kid, just like he says he is, down to earth and straight baller. The world is not ready, but they should be on notice. Woo!
I'll add this too. You know, one of the things that you're seeing is the social media of the NBA has taken full advantage of the highlights these guys put up. And Kevin, we've talked about this plenty of times. Like, that's one of the reasons Dirk wasn't this big of a star whenever he was at this stage of his career, because the social media world wasn't putting up all of his highlights on those days. But Luka, Ja, these guys, they're young, and the league's like, let's highlight them now. And they're already starting to build that up, in addition to what the fan bases for each one of those teams has.
I love this description of LeBron from the 267. LeBron is the what-if guy, meaning he's that potential guy that actually fulfilled physically, mentally, and everything that goes along with it. Like, it's so crazy to me that LeBron is the most hyped person in the history of sports, and somehow he's probably surpassed that hype.
Like, to your point, the other guy that's been this hyped in the last 10 years or 20 years in baseball is Bryce Harper.
Yeah, he's nothing compared to LeBron.
No, he's a really good player and a borderline all-star.
Yeah, but isn't being king kind of an empty – hollow moniker now? Like, isn't that kind of one of those things where, like,
I don't know if you heard, Corey, we're working on bringing it back.
Oh,
politics.
Oh, no.
What will happen with the unpredictable 76ers? This I can't wait to see. Because if you told me the 76ers lose in the first round, I'd be like, yeah, I believe that. If you told me somehow they made it to the NBA Finals, I'd probably be like, yeah, okay, I'd also believe that. I don't know what the hell is going to happen with you. If you told me the entire team imploded and they started dealing people immediately, I would also believe that. What do y'all think is going to happen with them?
I think Embiid is going to get in a fight with Ben Simmons on the court, and Tobias Harris is just going to stand there looking at Boban going, why can't y'all just come get me? So that's what I think is going to happen.
Great. I'll take Tobias Harris.
I will lean towards they lose in the first round, just because if I look at Milwaukee – I think Boston will win their round. Toronto's in a good position, right? Aren't they the two seed right now? I mean, look, Brooklyn and Washington, and you'll get to them later in this article. I remember reading about that. Like, you kind of have a first round bye in the Eastern Conference with the 1 and 2 seed, and then 3 and 4. I just have a tough time the way Miami Heat plays basketball, as tough as they play basketball, as mentally strong as they seem like they have been this year. I just have a tough time believing Philadelphia, if they match up with Miami, can be as mentally tough as that Miami Heat team has been this year.
Man, there's going to be some badass first-round matchups, because you're probably going to get the 76ers against the Celtics or the 76ers against the Heat. And then we've all obviously been speculating for some time that you're going to get the Mavericks against the Clippers, or maybe the Mavs against the Nuggets or something like that. There are going to be some excellent, excellent first-round matchups. Corey, are the 76ers done, or they can they figure out a way to make this happen?
Oh, they made Ben Simmons a power forward, so everything's going to be fine.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they all the other guys on the team now know what their role is as point guards, as they were once understudies for Ben Simmons, but now they get to be the stars.
Can the NBA keep everyone safe? Because you're starting to see, obviously, we've talked already about baseball this morning. Two Cardinals players test positive for coronavirus. Their game against the Brewers has been postponed. We've been through the Phillies. We've been through, good God, the Marlins. Can the NBA keep everyone safe and, for sports fans, corona-free?
I'm going to be optimistic and say yes.
But do you really believe that?
Well, there has been good. The soccer bubble has worked out for the most part. Obviously, our FC Dallas team had to get out of there, right? And that was early on in the process. But we've gone through the early part. So now that we've gotten through the kind of 3-week period, maybe even 4-week period of guys being in Orlando, I think we're going to be able to do this. So,
Okay. I think so. And you guys know I'm pretty adamant about the bubble being the only way that sports can happen.
Oh, what do you mean? Baseball's doing so well.
Yeah, okay. Unless, I mean, hockey's going to look great, too. Look at all the tests they've had. But I understand also the other side where they're like, hey, just live with it and we're going to be fine. But I think that this is going to be a pretty successful thing. And if players, you know, really want to go through with something like this, I think they can look for a way to do it in the future. Here's my concern. I saw, and Kevin, I don't know, man. I don't know exactly what the credentials are here, but from what the Athletic NBA show was told, is that you can't have family, but you can have a trainer or a massage therapist.
Oh,
so
dear.
What they've been told is that there have been some pretty hot massage therapists come through.
Oh,
there's a couple of trainers.
I don't think that's what it means. I don't think that's what they mean when they say hot massage therapist.
You mean like the rocks are hot that they're using, or what do you think, attractive? What do you think, Reggie?
I'm assuming that they're talking about process.
God, I hope so, because if we're using this as an end around to get your side pieces in there, this bubble is going to be popped within a couple of days, and we're all in trouble.
So that's my only concern, is that some guys are just like, hold on, what loophole can I take advantage of? And now if they come through and they're tested and everything and everything's clear, that's fine. But again, if you don't go anywhere, you shouldn't be able to contract it. But I've seen a lot of people say, I did everything right, it still happens.
All right, Corey, let's go back to the Jazz. Can Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert coexist?
Yes. Yes, they can. When you're on the court, it's your sanctuary, it's your chapel. I think these two have one common goal, and that is to get done with this season and then move on from each other forever.
Mike, have you played with teammates, maybe not for you specifically, but you've seen like a couple of teammates that just didn't get along but managed to play incredibly well on the field?
Yes, but I will say baseball can be a little bit different because it's such an individual sport in a team concept, because you're not passing the bat to the next, you know what I'm saying? Where basketball, I do think there has to be a little bit more chemistry. You know, you hear about, I believe, Reggie Jackson's Oakland Athletics teams. Like, a lot of hate on that team with a lot of teammates. but they won championships. So it can be done. I think you can win championships. Heck, I know we're talking about Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell here, but we still, like last night, I was on Twitter and you hear whispers of still the Clippers don't really like each other and they're now having to live with each other this whole time. So as much as I want to pick the Clippers, there's part of me that goes, maybe they don't like each other enough to want to play, you know, four series in a row and win a championship. But basketball, I think, is an interesting situation just because it is such a – you're on the court playing team defense. You're on the court, you know, you got to set that pick and either roll or pop or do your job, where in baseball you can get away with hating people and still have a good at-bat, still pitch the ball well.
The reason I ask is because Charles Barkley was talking about it on Inside the NBA of, like, the situations in which, you know, guys may not like each other in the locker room but end up finding a way to coexist.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.